Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We are holding the fourth line from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara is asking Akasha, Meisvei. So since the Gemara is asking Akasha, we have to remind ourselves as to what did we learn yesterday. So we'll go back just briefly to Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Four lines from the bottom of the Yomid, Rameri Baruchel, Imlech Lei Basar Shchuta Bahadei Basar Treifa. Rameri Baruchel was being moleach. He was salting kosher meat together with treifa meat. Treifa means that they shechted the other animal, and unfortunately they found a simentarfis, such as a sircha in the lungs. Rashi says, Rashi has a different girsa, not basar treifa, but basar nevela. The point is that Rameri Baruchel was salting these two pieces of meat together at the same time to extract the blood. Obviously, by the basar shchuta, he wanted to extract the blood to be able to go and eat the basar shchuta. Why he also was meilech the basar treifa or basar nevela? It could be he didn't know that it was a treifa or nevela, and he only realized after the fact, and he says, "Oi, what did I do? I had the two together in the same kli as it's extracting the dam." So now, do I have to worry about that any of the juices from the basar treifa seeped into the basar shchuta? So we already learned yesterday and the day before that the Chacham said as long as a basar is being polate dam, it is torud, too busy, and it cannot be boleya dam. That's why if you were being moleach two pieces of kosher meat together, you don't have to worry about, oy, 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 maybe the blood from kosher meat number one is going to be nivla in kosher meat number two, because both of them are just too busy being polate the dam, they cannot be boleh. The question is, said Rameri Baruchel, what do I do now? Do I have to be concerned that there was a blia into the basar shchuta from the basar treifa? Good morning, Shloimeh. We're just on the bottom of Kif Yud Beis Amud Beis, the last two lines. So this Shaila came before Rava, Omel Asla Kami. Rava and Rava said, it's Asur. You're not allowed to eat from the Basar Shchuta. Well, but I thought we just learned that Basar Shchuta is busy being polite. It doesn't have the time, the vitality, the strength to be Balea at the same time from the Basar Treifa. Says our Gemara, that's when you're talking about comparing dam to dam, blood to blood. If the basar shchuta is being polate dam, it cannot be boleya dam at the same time. It cannot multitask. However, if you're talking about the basar treifa, there the concern is not only about the dam. The concern is also about the tzir and the roitiv. Tzir and the roitiv means the sauce, the gravy. That sauce and gravy, says Rashi, is noyach livla min hadam. That can be more easily nivla. In other words, even though your basar shchuta cannot multitask to go and be both polate dam and be boleya dam, it can be polate dam and boleya the tzir, because the tzir is much thinner, much more liquidy. It's not as thick as you have the case of the dam. Oh, so therefore, Rava paskind, asur, you're not allowed to eat from that basar shchuta, because it was boileaf, the juices from the basar treifa. Now back to our Gemara, Meisvei, fourth line from the top, and now the Gemara brings a case of a braisa, which is almost identical. Instead of basar tohoira, basar shchuta with basar treifa, we're now talking about a dag Tohor shemolchay imdag tomei, a kosher piece of fish, such as salmon or white fish or whatever.
Filter fish.
Gefilte fish, yeah. And you meleach it together with dag tomei, together with a non-kosher fish, swordfish or whatever, and you were meleach the two of them together. What's the din? Mutar. When you discover that one of them is dag tomei, you'll get rid of that and you'll eat the dag tor. Why? It says over here, Dag Tor Shemolchay Im Dag Tomei. Exact same case in Rameri Baruchel, that Imlach Basar Shchuta with Basar Treifa. My love, Shehoyu Shnei Meluchin. And therefore I should say that the Tzir of the Dag Tame should be Nivla in the Dag Tohoir. Why are we saying that? It's Mutter, the Chiresh Darka Kasha on Rava. Everything more like, ki going show you Tohar Meliach, the Tame Tofel. The Gemara's Teretz is a little bit of a doichik shot. What does it say over here? That in fact he only salted the kosher fish. He didn't salt the non-kosher fish. The non-kosher fish were in the same kli, but it just went along.
Eating it, so he didn't go salt.
Exactly. It was just, one.
Excuse me.
1 second, please. Let me just finish the sentence, please, and then you'll ask three questions. The fact of the matter is that the tohar was the only one that was nimlach. Therefore, that was the only one that was emitting any type of sauce, any type of tzir, any type of raitiv, and that all of that is kosher v'yusha. There's no problem with that. The tummy, on the other hand, was tofel, not just going along for the ride, sitting there in the kli, but wasn't doing anything, because you were not moleachit. So you don't have a problem that it was polate, any of its tzir and any of its raitiv, and that's the reason why the dag tohar is mutter, is kosher.
What's the tofel? What's
the tofel means that it was not salted. Not salted. The tohar was salted. The tummy was not salted. Since it was not salted,
bland,
none of the juices were emitted by the tummy, and therefore the tohar is kosher. The pshat of the Gemara is abyssal lishver, because the Lashon HaBrais is dag tohar shemolchoi im dag tame, which certainly sounds on the surface like the Gemara's Havamina. My love show you shnei meluchim, that you were melech both of them together. But the Gemara says, no, al korchach, because of this kasha on Rav, I have to answer. It's talking about that we're only melech the dag tohar, and the dag tame were just sitting around watching the action. So therefore, there were no emissions by the dag tame, and that's why the dag tohar is kusha v'yusha. Barry, what's your question?
We don't have the salt fish in order to take out the blood. The dam of a dog is
you salted it for seasoning. So
if you're preserving it, to preserve it, the amount of salt that you do to preserve is a barrier an otsir or rotave or kippah or anything for the dog tummy can get in, because when you salt fish extensively to preserve it, you create basically like a shield against anything.
So I think the answer is you're going based on that there are only two reasons why you would normally salt something, either to extract the dam or to go and preserve it. Here the answer I think is it's number three, and number three is that you often salt fish for seasoning purposes. In fact, when my wife goes and prepares fish for Kovet Shabbos, first thing she does is she takes out the salt and she starts salting it. Not with thick kosher salt to remove any blood. There's no blood, of course, no dam shaylus by fish, but just for seasoning. And then after that, of course, she adds other types of seasonings as well to the sauce, to the pot. So the point is, whoever the chef was, salted, and the dag tummy doesn't need to be salted because you're not going to use the dag tummy. Why it was there, he or she didn't realize it was dag tummy, just left it on the side. But the dag tohar was seasoned, and so therefore the juices that are emitted by the dag tohar are only by the dag tohar, not by the dag tummy, so there's no problem of kashrus here. Frank Dimara, you are explaining the brisa in that way. Von Miritoni Sefer, let's continue on in the brisa. And the Lashon HaBrisa after that is, it's a little bit different than our Gemara. If you look at the Maseiros HaShas, the Gemara says, Hoyetohoir meliach v'tomei tofel mutter. The Brisa continues on in the Sefer that if the Torah was the one that you were Moleach, the Tameh was Tofel, meaning that you were not Moleach, is Mutter. Reboisai, that's the very teretz that we gave explaining the Reisha. Zoktimon, Mechlal de Reisha, Kishishneim Meluchim Askinan. You cannot say that the Reisha is talking about that you only salted the kosher fish and not the non-kosher fish, because that's the Sefer of this Brisa. The Brisa wouldn't repeat itself twice. Rather, in fact, the Brisa begins somewhat in an obscure fashion, and it starts off like we learned before, the dag tohar, shemolche im dag tome is mutter. So now you're immediately going to jump to conclusions. Oh, that must mean that we were melech, the two of them together. No, says the Brisa. Keitzad, shahaye tohar meliach, v'tomei tofel. When I said that you were melech, the tohar im dagtame, it just means the dagtame was sitting around doing nothing. It was tofel. But avada, if you're talking about being melech, the two of them, says Rava, you'd have a problem of kashrus. The whole thing would be treif because the non-kosher fish is emitting the bad gravy into the bad sauce into the kosher fish. And don't think I'm just giving you a teretz, you know, to blow you off a psatoichik pshat. No, no, no. This is very mistaver. Why is it mistaver? If you're going to go and tell me, the braisa, the reish is talking about both of them, you are moilech. And nevertheless, the kosher fish remains kosher. Hashta, shneim meluchim shari, madach in a case where you are moilech, not only the kosher fish, but also the non-kosher fish, where you have to be concerned now about any juices being emitted by the non-kosher fish into the kosher fish. And nevertheless, you're saying it's shari, it's mutter, then why does the seifa have to say tohoi, meliach, v'tamei, tafel, mi boya? The chavada that's going to be kosher. Madach, when both of them are meluchim, so that the bad guy, meaning the non-kosher fish, is emitting these bad juices, you're telling me that, oh, that's okay, it's Torah, it's fine, no problem. So then, of course, in the case of the Sefer, where the tummy's not doing anything, it's just sitting on its hands, of course it's going to be Torah. Therefore, l'chayra raya, that it's perushe ka mefarish, like we just said. Zukti Yimara, the pshat that you gave is a nice pshat, but it's not mukhrach, it's not ironclad that has to be the pshat. Because imishim ha loy iria. I could give you a nice pshat, even if the reish is talking about shnei meluchim, and the second pshat, and the seif is talking about that only the dag tohar is meluch. What? Tana seif legluya reisha. The truth of the matter is, learn the pshat in the braisa like poshet pshat. The dag tohar and the dag tummy were both meluchim. And therefore, this price is shver on Rava. Because Rava said if the two of them together are being nimlach, then the juices of the bad guy are going to contaminate and aser the good guy. So that's taka the pshat, not like Rava. You're telling me, then what do you need the sefer for? The sefer is talking about such a case. So on a sefer, the gluya resha. Don't go and learn pshat that the reisha is talking about that only the tohar was meluch and not the tamei. Avoshnei meluchim are asur, but in the case of two, when both of them are meluch, you're going to go and tell me it's asur. Tana seifa, tohar meliach, but tamei tafel. To tell you expressly that that's the case of the seifa, mechal de reisha, arshnei meluchim afilu hachi shari. So in other words, you don't have to go and say that the reisha v'seifa is perushi kamafarish. We could go and learn the pshat in the reisha that's talking about shneiem meluchim, and nevertheless we're saying that it is tohar, it's mutter, not like rova. So you're asking if that's the case. So what do you need this case of the seifa for? To go and tell you where the Torah is, only the Torah was maliach, and the tummy was tafel, then of course it's going to go and be kosher. Says the Gemara, the reason why the Braisa brings both cases, because if it didn't bring both, I might have thought that only in the case of Tohar Meliach and Tomei Tofel is it kosher. Not in the case of Shnei Meluchim, Kamash Malon, that even Shnei Meluchim is kosher, and not like Rava. So you have no Raya against Rava. You have no concrete Raya, because you can learn the Braisa both ways. The way that Rava is learning Prusha Kamafarish, but it's not Muchach. You're saying Hochanam Mistavra. Nish Mistavra. Holair, you can go and learn the other way as well. But I'm not finished with the Braisa yet. The Braisa has a Sefer the Sefer. Toshimami, Sefer the Sefer. What's a Sefer the Sefer? Avlim Hoyetomei Meliach Vitoher Tofel is Osur. Wow. I have the Tomei Meliach. That's the only one that was Nimlach, the Tomei. So that's where the juices are all going to be emitted. The Tohar is Tofel, meaning you didn't salt it at all. Says the Braisa, it's Osir. Now, the Chayyah, that's a Dover Poshut. So, therefore, the Gemara is now being Medayik. Tomei Meliach Vitor Tafel, who the Osir? Why? Because the only one that's emitting bad juices is only the Tomei. The Torah is not doing anything. The Torah is Tafel. Of course, it's going to be Osir. So, let's go and be Medayik. Hoshnei Meluchim Ishari. But if, in fact, both of them happen to be Nimlach, not only the Tomei, but also the Torah, then it would be mutter. If you're wondering why it would be mutter, for the same svara that we gave before, that when the fish, just like when the meat are torahed to be polate, they cannot go and be boilea. So here, both of these fish, they're not being polate dam, they're being polate juices, so each one is busy torahed in being polate the juice, and that's why the kosher fish didn't have the ability and the strength to go and be boilea, the bad juices from the bad fish. So Ibazoi Zokti Gemara, I have yet another raya against Rava. Rava said that Shnei Meluchim, they're both, then the Basar Shchuta is Treif. Here too, we should go and say the same thing, Legabe, the fish. It doesn't say the fish, Shnei Meluchim is Mutter. We're just being Medayik. Since the Sefer of the Sefer says, if the only one that was Malich was Tamei, then it's Asr. It's a Chmashu that if both of them are Meluchim, it would be Tahar. So tomorrow, the Rai is Nishkaraya. Because the truth of the matter is that even Shnei Meluchim is Asur. So why does the Braisa use the case of only where the Tomei and Maliach is Asur? Says, you want to hide the Tana, Reisha, Tor, Maliach, Vitomei Tafel, Tana Rami Seva, Tomei Maliach, Vitor, Tafel. In other words, the Braisa wants to be consistent in style. Since the earlier case of the Braisa was Tor, Maliach, Vitomei Tafel. Then it's kosher. Oh, but it's the other way around. Tomei Maliach, Vitor, Tafel. Then it's not kosher. But what's the case of the Shnei Meluchim? It doesn't say. You cannot be medayik. Oh, Zachmashma, Shnei Meluchim is mutter. No, you have no raya. Bryce just wants to be consistent in style and just to differentiate between where only the Torah is Meliach and the Tomei is Tafel. And the case where the Tomei Meliach, Vitor, Tafel. But the case of the Shnei Meluchim, Shteitnish in the Braisa, so therefore you have no kasha on Rava after all. Simon Bisser de Manach Nafkusa. Omar Shmuel. Eina Basa. Now, for the next few lines, we're going to learn the basics of Hilchos Malicha. We've been talking about Malicha for the last few days. Now we're going to tell us how do you go and do a Malicha on Basa. Omar Shmuel. Eina Basa. Yoitz Bidei Domai Elim Kain. Molcha yafa yafa madicha yafa yafa. You want to extract all of the blood, you have to do a good malicha. In other words, not just some sort of superficial malicha. You got to go and put on lots and lots of kosher salt. And then when you're done, to go and remove now all of the blood, much of it which has now been absorbed into the salt, you have to go and rinse it very, very well. And that's a kosher malicha. We did not talk about the initial hadacha, meaning, as the Gemara is going to tell us momentarily, that you're supposed to do first a rinsing of the meat to go and take off any outside blood that might be on the surface. After you do that hadacha, then you do a malicha to get any of the blood which is inside, embedded in the meat. And then after you finished with your malicha, then you have to do a second hadacha. So we haven't discussed the first hadacha yet, but we're going to get to it momentarily.
Is there a time frame to wait after the malicha?
Gemara doesn't go into that, and Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to wait at least a solid hour. The Chachilah, you wait an hour with the malicha. In other words, just don't, five minutes later, go, okay, we're done. You got to wait an hour. Itmar Ravuna Omar, meleach umediach. You salt, and then you go and rinse it, like we just said, in the name of Shmuel. However, Masnisaton in the Braise, it says, meidiach umeleach. Oh, you have to do two rinsings. We didn't mention that until now. Are you telling me that Rav Huna disagrees and Shmuel disagrees with that braisa? There's no machlekes. The word chale means whether they washed it well in the basement b'chai, meaning in the shlachtos. In the good old days...
So it's salted when it's completely together, Daniel?
No. We'll get that in a moment. In the good old days, they didn't do malicha in the shlachtos. They sent the meat home to the customer, to the consumers, or the consumer took the meat home with him or her, and they did a malicha at home. Nowadays, of course, things are different. 99% of the people get their meat already nimlach in the shlachtos. Very good. Okay, so Agamor is telling us is, after the shchita, all of the pieces of meat were pretty both dirty with whatever, as well as full of blood and full of the juices and full of everything. So they would go and chale needs to go and wash it vigorously to take off all the schmutz and to make it into a nice piece of meat. Aha. So if you're at home and the delivery man comes and delivers to you the meat, If you see it was chale betafcha, it was already well washed in the basement b'chaim, then you don't have to go and do a new hadocha. It's already mudach, it's already rinsed. You can tell it's already rinsed. So all you have to do is be moileach u'meidiach. That the Braisa said, meidiach u'moileach u'meidiach, means that you got it from the shlachtos, it's full of blood and it's dirty and it's schmutzig and juices and here and there. Oh, then you have to do a full-fledged hadocha first, rinse it all off very, very well, and then do the malicha, and then do the hadocha. So really, there's no machloikis. Only question is, where did the first rinsing take place? Did you do the first rinsing? You have to do that if it was all red and full of dam and full of juice and stuff. However, if they already rinsed it in the basement of Chaim, you don't have to rinse it again. Rav Dima min Ha'adoam molach le b'milcha galanisa. Milcha galanisa means thick, kashering salt. Not like our salt that we use at the table for lecha mishnah or for salting our fish or our meat or whatever. This is thick salt, and they used to be able to buy it in the supermarkets. It was called kosher salt. It's similar in nature to the salt that is used, for instance, if you have snow or ice in your driveway, they use rock salt. So this is somewhat in between, but it's closer to rock salt than regular salt. It's nice, thick salt, and that draws out all of the blood. Umenapitzlei means that after you're finished with doing the salting and waiting for a while, an hour, after Umenapitzlei, then he would go and clean it off, pour it off, and take off that salt that was there. Because a lot of that salt has now also absorbed the blood, so you have to get rid of it. Next, we normally think of salting regular pieces of meat. What about if you want to eat some of the internal organs? This Omer HaMesharsha, Ein Machzik in Dam B'mnei Me'ayim. We're not concerned about Dam B'mnei Me'ayim. It's Mashu from Rashi, if you're going to eat some of the B'mnei Me'ayim, yes, you should salt it, but if you didn't, Nishke Ferlech. Look about a Rashi, about a quarter down the Omid, Ein Machzik in Dam. Einam Becheskes Dam Li'osir Im Loinim Lechu. In other words, yeah, do a Malicha, sure, but just in case you forgot or you didn't, they're not Becheskes Dam, so you don't have to worry about it. So which are the B'nai Me'ayim that we're talking about? Tirgema, Akarkisha. Akarkisha in English is the rectum. Me'aya are the intestines. V'hadra de Kansa are the big intestines, the large intestines, which surround Kansa. Kansa is a piece of fat, which you find in that area of the animal, and the long intestine, the large intestine, acts like a coil, which is coiled around it. It's soveth. It surrounds it a number of times. It's a long intestine. So that's called the hadra. That's why it's called hadra, because of the fact that it's coiled around it numerous times around that kansa. Rashi brings a French term, which is similar to the English word entrail. Probably in French you have to entrail, but that's, you see the Rashi, about a third down the Amid. When you're doing the malicha, basar has to be in a kli that has holes on the bottom. The reason is because if you don't have holes on the bottom, the salt is going to do a good job in extracting the blood, and the blood is now going to sit on the bottom of this kli, and the basar is going to sit in that dam. Oy, so the very same basar that has now been polluted the dam, after it finishes the plita, it's now sitting in a kli full of dam. Oh, so make sure it has nekev, nekovim, so that all of the dam drains immediately and none of that accumulates in the kli above. Rav Sheish is malach le garma garma. The word garma means bone. In this case means limb by limb, piece by piece. He didn't go and do the whole behemoth at once. He didn't even have 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces in the same kli. Rather, he did a salting of each one individually. Zokti Mara, Trey, my time alloy. Why didn't he at least put together 2 pieces? Vusep is each one individually. Aye, because Mishum de Parish Mehai Ubalahai. You're probably concerned about the fact that if you have 2 pieces of meat, one of them might be polate its dam, and the second one is going to be Boileya, the other guy's dam. Says Yimor, if that is a real concern, Chad Navi Parish Mehai Gisa Bala Hai Gisa. As you're salting it, the northern part of the meat is going to be Poletam, and the southern side of the meat is going to go and be Boileya it. Why aren't you concerned? So the reason why we're not concerned is, like we said already before, because as long as the basar is being polate, it's too busy, it's torrid, and it's not going to be boileah. So that doesn't only apply to one piece of meat, it applies to 2 and 5 and 10. All of them, obviously if you put in some of them earlier and some later, then you might have a problem. But if you're putting them all in at the same time, they're all being polate at the same pace, and therefore they will not be boileah until the very, very end. Good. So after an hour, take all your 5, 10 pieces of meat. You're finished with the melicha. Do a nice hadacha. And therefore, it's all kusha v'yusha el loishna. Loishna means don't make a difference between 1 piece, 2 pieces, 5 pieces. You can go and mass produce melicha on numerous pieces. Of course, you can't mass produce because then you're going to have some pieces on top of others. So that your melicha is only going to hit the upper pieces of meat. They're not going to even hit the bottom pieces of meat. So you can stretch them all out in a large kli, but you don't have to worry about one being balea from the other because they're all busy being polite. But make sure not that they should sit in the dam. If they sit in the dam, then they're soaking, then they will be balea al korcho. So make sure that you have nekovim so that it all drains. Amar Shmuel Mishim Reb Chia, Ashuivim Afrakta Shel Behema, Koyrim Shetetze Nafsha, Hariz and Machbid Esabasar, Vegoizel Esabriois, Umavliya Dam Be Eivar. What is this all about? You go and shecht an animal, and the first thing that the animal does instinctively by nature, Kadosh Baruch Hu built it into the animal, that all of a sudden, all of the blood is going to start spurting out from the animal. That's only normal. That's the Dam HaNefesh, Shanefesh Yotzei Bo. This Shoichet, this butcher, would like to go and make a little bit more money. And he's not happy about the fact that all the dam is leaving the animal. He would like to leave some dam behind in the animal. Why does he want to leave some dam behind in the animal? Because it's going to make the pieces of meat heavier. Well, it's going to look fresh, but it's also going to be heavier. Why? Because the dam evarim, which normally all rush out at the time of the shechita, by being shover mafrakta, you're going to break the back of the neck. You're going to be breaking the spinal column. The blood inside the animal is going to be kind of confused and figuring, where am I needed most? Should I spurt out from the base of shechita, or should I do damage control inside the animal where I have that broken mafrakis? And much of the dam will stay in the animal because of that broken mafrakis, and it will not leave. And now when the butcher cuts up the animal into numerous pieces, each piece will be heavier by half an ounce or an ounce because of the dam which is embedded in it. So it sounds like at this point that this is a choshen mishpat issue, not a yeredeya issue, that you're going to be deceiving your customers because a good part of that meat you won't be able to eat because it's full of dam. You're going to have to go and squeeze it out. But he's charged me for the extra 2 ounces of useless dam. It's somewhat similar in case, even today, if you are buying meat in a supermarket or wherever your meat seller is, you always find them in the cellophanes. They're all nicely packaged today. If they want to charge you more, they leave more of the fat on the animal, on the piece of meat. You're not going to, those that are conscientious about cholesterol and all that type of stuff, they're going to go and cut all of that fat away. When you cut that fat away, you discover that that's 3 ounces, 5 ounces. So you're much better off if your butcher has made the meat nice and lean by cutting out all of the fat. So here too, you're adding weight by adding in all of that dam. So Zok Yimara is Nochbo. Zok Shmuel Mishim Rebchia. Hashoiv Mafraktish Obehema. You go and break that back of the neck, the beginning of the spinal column of the behema. Koidim Shetetze Nafsha, before the animal has fully been motzi all the dam hanefesh. In other words, it's after the shechita. If you leave the animal after it bled from the dam hashechita, you wait 5 minutes later and you're shoivim mafrakta, there's no dam evarim left to go and be embedded in the evarim. However, because of the fact that you did a koidim shetetze nafsha right after the shechita, the shoicha went and hit it from the back. Oi, 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 there's still plenty of dam evarim. So that's machbed es habasar, makes the basar much heavier. The goizel es habriyos, and therefore he's stealing from his customers by overcharging them. Why? Because mavliya dam beivarim, instead of the dam beivarim spurting out They're all going to go and stay inside and be absorbed in the Evarim where they are inside the body, and that causes the whole animal to be much, much heavier when you're cutting it up. So that's the Poshup Shat. But the Gemara is bothered by, what do I need the Mavli Adam Be'Evarim? I understand why Machbid is a bus, because it's a Brias, is because Mavli Adam Be'Evarim. See, Boilu, Heichik Amar, Machbid is a bus, because it's a Brias, Mishum the Mavli Adam Be'Evarim, that this Brais, or actually the member of Shmuel Mishum Reb Chia, is only giving us the Tam. What's the reason why Machbid is a bus, because it's a Brias? I'll tell you why. Because by breaking the mafrakta, it's mavli adam beivar. So that is, of course, a big problem of choshe mishpat. Holy didei shaper dami. But in terms of the shoychin himself, it's not a problem. Okay, so he's also going to take a couple of pieces of meat for himself and for his family. He's not deceiving himself. He's not charging himself. So no problem. So he'll eat it and everything, just like everybody else is going to go and salt the meat. He'll also salt the meat and more dam will come out and it's good. Oy Dilma, or perhaps what Shmuel Mishum Reb Chiya is saying is something much more severe. That it's not just a Choshe Mishpat issue, it's a Yeredeya issue. L'didei Nami Aser. What does that mean? That because the animal, all of the pieces of meat, are Mavli Adam Beivarim, that extra dam is just too difficult to extract. So even if you did 2 hours of Malicha, not all of the dam will come out, and therefore this meat is going to be Aser for everybody. Not only is he deceiving all of his customers, he is selling them treifus, not mamish treif, but he's selling them dam, because the whole animal will be permeated and full and embedded with blood, which you won't even be able to extract with your normal malicha, because it's just too much blood. So that's the Gemara Shaila. What did Shmuel Mishum Reb Chiya mean to say? Is this only a Choshe Mishpat problem, or is it a Yardair problem? So tomorrow, Teiko, Tishbi, Yitar.
If this is a fact, then say both reasons, both of them.
That's what the Gemara Taka says. If you're Shuvim Mafrakta, number one, you're Machzor Bazar Goyes Lebrius, and number two, you're also Mavli Adam Bevar.
What's the Teiko? What's the difference?
The difference is this Basar now just overcharged, or is in fact non-kosher? Why is it non-kosher? Because it is has so much blood in it, you cannot extract it even with the best malicha in the world. If you look at the last Rashi right before the Mishnah, see where the Mishnah is?
Yeah.
Parallel to the beginning of the wide line. Rashi says, "Bitarti isuri kachoshim." We got two isurim. Number one, "Bechada de goyzus abriyos," "Bechada de mavli adam v'shuv eni yoytze v'oichel dam." You can't get the blood out. It's just too much. And therefore, do all the maliach in the world, it's not going to help. And therefore, he's eating dam. And they're eating dam. The whole thing is, it's a dumb question. We want to know, do I have a problem of kashrus or only a problem of overcharging? Obviously, don't do it. And now we start a new Mishnah. The Mishnah on the surface is a very, very simple halacha. And as we'll see, the halacha is not so much the Mishnah, but it's really the diuk from the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "Hamales oifat magvina ala shulchan." What happens if you put on the same table a piece of chicken together with cheese, not one on top of each other, on the same table? You put the two together. Einay oiver beloy sase. He's not oiver on any lav, and therefore you cannot give him malchus. And of course, it's a chadava pashit. The only reason why you could not put the two together, chashash, maybe a person will forget, and he's going to go and eat the two together. But certainly, there's no problem of putting the two together on the table. It's only the chashash. So, worse comes to worse, you're over, you'll be over on Issa Drabanan. But for that, you don't get Malkus, and of course, Eina Ivuloi says. Sakti Mara, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, ha'oichloi, what happens now, if after you mala the oif and gavina on the table, somebody were to eat it together, then oiver b'loy says it. Then you can be oiver lav of basa b'chala.
It has to be cooked, you know.
You were talking about that it was either. Start again. That it has to be cooked together, that's dear raisa l'chadchila, your mavashal, the chalav, the basar inside the chalav.
Right.
However, if you eat basar b'chalav, if in fact both of them are tsoinein and you're just eating them together, that would not be an isser minatay. However, if one of them is warm, for instance, this oif, you just took it out of the oven, or you just took it out of the pot, and you have milchitz on the table, and the two, you're eating them together, so then one would be by leia from the other.
It's like bishul.
Ah, exactly. So oichloi oiver beloi says that if you eat the oif and the gemina together, then you oiver a lot. So that's what the rice is telling us. Just putting it on the table, no malchus. You eat it together, malchus. So tomorrow, shema mina, but so oichloi is the araisa. The choy have a rice. Because if it's only drabanan, you wouldn't get malchus. You don't get malchus on a drabanan. You get makis margis, but not malchus. Makis margis is the gabi and asay. Person does not want to go and sit in the sukkah. He doesn't want to put on tefillin. He doesn't want to wear tzitzis, etc. Then the bezin can go and give him makas maris. But here we're talking about a lav. But this is a lav di oiraisa. If you hold basa oif becholav is diraisa. But if you hold basa oif becholav is only drabanan, which is Rabbi Kiva shita, then you wouldn't give malchus. So the choyer of the Mishnah is coming to tell us, not like Rabbi Kiva, but basa oif becholav is diraisa. Dr. Yamara, is that a good diuk? Says Yamara, no, I could go and give a kvetch and say that's not the intent of the Tanya. Eima, but rather you could learn the Mishnah in the following way. Hamalas oif magvin ala shulchan, not that he's ain't a oiver beloises, but ain't a bali de loises. You don't have to be noivis, you don't have to be concerned, because even if you put the oif and gvina on the table, and chas v'shalom, somebody by mistake eats really? Both of them together. Anyway, he's not going to be over a loisessa dear raisa. Yes, he'll be over chas v'sholem a drabanan, but he's not going to be over dear raisa. And that's what the Mishnah, when it says ain't over loisessa, we don't mean just putting the oif and gvina on the table. Of course, you're not going to get a malchus for putting him on the table, but if it's going to lead to your eating them together, even then ain't a bali de loisessa, because according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only an issa drabanan and not an issa di oiraisa. Zok to Mishnah weiter. Basa behemet tohira, becholle behemet tohira. Remember, the Torah doesn't say anything very explicit. It's all kind of mysterious. Loi sevashel gedi bachalev ima. You're not allowed to take a gedi. Gedi means a young little goat, like that of the Seder night, the Chat Gadya. You went and took such a goat and you cooked it, goat meat, and you cooked it in the milk of its mother, b'chalev imoy, that's osir. So that is a very, very limited isser. When's the last time I ate goat meat? I don't know if I ever ate goat meat. And if I did, I certainly didn't eat it in the chalev imoy, even if I were to mix it with milk, but not the milk of its mother. However, the Gemara learns, Chazal learned, Torah Shabbat Bet, that says three times, l'sabash gidi b'chalev imoy, first of all, echad isser bishul, echad isser achila, echad isser hanoah. That's how we learn it. Rabbi Akiva has a different way of learning it, as you'll see shortly. And we also learn Mechaleid Imay Lav Dafke, its mother, any type of kosher cholav, and Lav Dafke Gedi, goat meat. The same thing applies to a calf or a ewe, a shapsala, any type of meat that you mix with any type of kosher milk, you're oiver on the din of bishul basar b'cholav or eating basar b'cholav. But it has to be, according to the Tanakhama, kosher meat. Basa behema tohoira, from a kosher cow, a kosher lamb, a kosher goat, in the chol of a behema tohoira, again, the milk of a kosher animal, osir labashel, vi osir ba'na, and of course, also osir ba'achila. The reason why we left out osir ba'achila is because of the next line, as you'll see in a moment. Basa behema tohoira, b'chalei, b'chol of behema tmeya, you're talking about the basar of a kosher piece of meat, and you cooked it in Cholav behemet tmeya in non-kosher milk, or basa behemet tmeya, you have horse meat from a non-kosher animal, and you cooked it b'cholav of behema tohoira, of cholav of cow milk, in other words, our regular milk that we drink. What's the din? Mutar levashel or mutar banor. You are allowed to cook the two together. You're allowed to go and sell it to a goy or to klovim, or whoever you want to give it to. Just make sure you, the Jew, don't eat from it. And you're asking, why? If you're allowed to cook it, and you're allowed to have anah, why can't you eat? And Rashi tells us, we're not worried about basa b'cholav, we're worried about tameh. Behema tameh. Exactly right. Thank you, Barry. Either because we're talking about non-kosher meat, because it's from a horse, or we're talking about non-kosher milk, because it comes from a horse, or something similar. So the point is, of course it's osur to eat. Not because of basa b'cholav issues, but because of behemet tmeya issues. Kasha. That's why we tell us Mutar Lavash and Mutar Bechila. And that's why in the Reisha, it's Asr Lavash, and of course it's Asr Bechila as well. But that's, we want to be parallel in terms of the Reisha and the Seif, in terms of style, like we said in the Gemara before. So this is the Tanakh. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Chayiv Oif Eina Min HaTorah. Oh, that was the Rabbi Kiva that we were just talking about a minute ago, that he holds that the Basar Oif, chicken, with Milchik Avad is Asr, but it's Asr Drabbanan, and not Min HaTorah. How do I know? Shenema, it says in the Basar. L'Savash Gadiba Chalev Imoi, says Rabbi Kiva, Gimel Pa'amim, Prat L'Chayiv, Ula Oif, U'Behemet Meya. If you take Chayiv meat, that's venison, deer, some say buffalo, whatever, kosher chaya, and you were to go and cook it together with milk, you were to go and eat it together with milk, no problem. The only problem is a gedi, a kosher behema, not even a kosher chaya. And the same thing applies, oif, no din minatoya, behema tmeya, a non-kosher horse meat, you're allowed to be mavasha, you're allowed to even have hanok. Just you're not allowed to have achila because it's a behemoth to make. So min ha-toyre chayiv v'oif, there's no din of basar v'chalav, but of course mid rabbanan there is an isur basar v'chalav chayiv v'oif. If you see a glili oimer, nemar, it says in the same pasuk, lo yisoichu kol nevela, the nemar lo yisavash l'gidi b'chalei v'imai. The lo yisavash l'gidi says three times, but one of the three times you have a pasuk of lo yisoichu kol nevela. If you look, I have in my Torah Ora Sholem, Loisoichu kol nevela pasuk in Devarim Yud Dalid. Presumably, we learned that last week or 2 weeks ago. Loisoichu kol nevela vagera shibisharecha titnena ba'achola oim mochel enochri ki am kodesh atah Hashem lekecha loisavashu gedi b'chalev imoy. So you see, in the same pasuk begins Loisoichu kol nevela and it ends off Loisavashu gedi b'chalev imoy. Why are these two put together in the same pasuk? Esha asim mishim nevela asim levashu b'chola. What does that mean? Oif she'asim mishum nevela. Of course, nevela is oif. You're not allowed to eat. Yachol ye asr levashu b'cholav. I would think that maybe the din should apply that it would be asr to do bishul. You just said now. Le'sechol kol nevela. Le'sevashu gedi. Whichever is asr mishum nevela is asr levashu. Talma lo'imar b'chalev imoy. Yatsa oif she'ein lo'y chalev hein. By an oif. As you know, 99% of all oifos, if not 100% of all oifos, lay eggs. They don't have little shlils, little babies in their stomach. They have eggs. And once those eggs hatch, then everybody flies the coop. There's no such thing as a baby oif going and drinking the milk of the udders of its mother. So therefore, the whole bachalei vimait, it doesn't apply. It's not shayach regabi oif. So even though the pasuk begins, anything which happens to be an avela. So what does the pasuk then include, since we've now excluded oif, comes to exclude, or comes to include nevela of a behemoth tmeya, non, if you have a horse that died, it's a nevela. And nevela, it's metame, and it's also to eat mishum nevela, whether it's a new isra, after all, we have the isra of a behemoth tmeya, whether the isra nevela would also be chal on it in terms of eating, that of course is a shayla, whether Isser Chalal Isser, would you say that it's Muhammad, not Muhammad? That's a different issue. But of course, Nevela of a non-kosher meat is also to eat. And the same thing would apply there, the same thing would be Echaya. And Nevela of Echaya is also also to eat. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the din of Basar B'Cholav does apply to a Behema Temeya Nevela, and it also applies to a Chaya, a Nevela. The only one that it doesn't apply to is the oif, because of the fact that the oif ain le chalav ain. So he disagrees with Yosef, with Rabbi Kiva on one nekuda only the gabi the oif and not the gabi the chayim the behemoth may. Anyway, the Gemara is going to develop all of this. So Gemara, we started off that any behemoth tahira in any chola behemoth tahira is also levash. How do you know Mirani Mili? Says Rashi, the chol behemoth b'mashra. How do you know every behemoth? Maybe only a gdi. Only a baby goat. Amra Blaza, Amakrat says the Pasuk Yishlach Yehuda as Gediye, as Gedi Ha'izim. That's talking about Yehuda with Tamar, and he sent the Gedi Ha'izim. Now, the question is, why does it have to say Gedi Ha'izim? Why didn't he just say Yishlach Yehuda as HaGedi? We know that a Gedi means a Gedi Ha'izim, so the word Ha'izim would seem to be superfluous, Ibrik. So Gemara says over here, Gedi Ha'izim, Kan Gdiism, or Kamokim Shinemi Gdiistam, a Philippor of a Rochel Bemashma. Anytime it says the word Gdi and it only means goat, the Torah will say Gdiism. If it just says Gdi alone, it means any young animal, and therefore that would include a calf in the cow family, and it would include a ewe, E-W-E, in the lamb or sheep family. Frank tomorrow, who says, Filev of Minei, why don't we learn Macha Gzeder Shabbat? Here it says the word is Vashel Gdi. And there it says Gdi Izim. Learn Gdi from Gdi, that just like that Gdi means Gdi Izim, so any Stam Gdi also means Gdi Izim. So tomorrow, Ksiv Krachna, I have another pasuk. The S Oirois Gidoye Yo Izim. Hilbish al Tzavarov, right? That's the talking about Esav, exactly. So they're all to use the term Gdiizim. Oh, so you see, when the Torah means Taka Gdiizim, it says Gdiizim. It just says Gdi, it means any type of young animal, young kosher animal. Ves is Kan Gdiizim. Freytimar, Nochvel, same deal, Kakamokim, Shenem, Gdi, Stam, Afilapar, Varachel, Mamasha. So let's learn from that Gdiizim that every time it says Gdi, it means Gdiizim. Now we already have two psukim where the Torah says very clearly Gdiizim and Gdoyeizim. So if I meant izim, I know how to say it. Shelley, to say Gdiizim is very easy. You say Gdiizim. If you didn't say izim and you just said Gdi, is the chasim in any type of young animal. So easy to say Gdiizim. Good. Throughout Shas, we always have that mysterious Tana that we don't know. Rashi in one place brings, I think it was Rabbi Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken. He holds that Shnei Ksum Be'echad Eim Alamdin, but he holds Malamdin. It's only Sholosh Eina Malamdin. So I only have two Gidoyeizim, Gidiizim, Gidoyeizim. So Ibazoi, maybe I should learn from these two Mekoyreis. So whenever it says Gidi, it means Taka Izim. In addition to the fact that each one of the Gdi says Gdiizim and Gdiizim, it also adds an extra hay. Where's the extra hay? In the pasuk in the Amud Aleph, Yishlach Yehuda is Gdi Ha'izim. The pasuk here in the Amud Beis is Oides Gedalye Ha'izim. That extra hay adds two more mi'utim to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, where we mean only izim, we know how to say it. Rabbi Yishlalem says, Gdi ho-izim, Gidoi ho-izim. If it just says Gdi alone, it's any type of kosher animal. Now we have...
Maybe only a young one. Maybe if it's saying Gdi, it should only be and not a para, and not an ayo. So maybe it should be only a young animal. Why are we saying it's all kosher flesh.
That problem bothered me too. You're 100% right. We have to say that was part of the Torah Shebal Peh, the Mesorah for Moshe Rabbeinu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I know I'm writing the word Gdi, but it really includes all kosher animals, not only youngsters, but even old times. Omishmul. Now Shmuel takes the Pasuk Loisavashel Gdi Bachalev Imoi, and as you'll see momentarily, by the fact that it says three psukim, he learns not three drushes of Gdi, but six drushes of Gdi. Two per pasuk. And the Gemara is going to shortly ask, how can you do that? You can use one word to teach you one halacha, not to go and tell you multiple halachas. And then we're going to have Chalev Imai. Again, it says three times Chalev Imai. Again, to tell us three drushes. So, Amishmur. Gdi l'rabois esha chalev. Not cholev, chalev. That what? That just like you're not allowed to go and cook or eat kosher meat in kosher cholev, you're not allowed to even go and be mavashel chalev in kosher, even though you can't eat the chalev anyway. You're not allowed to eat the chalev. We're not talking about shuman, we're talking about chalev. Nevertheless, if you go and take chalev, non-kosher chalev, and you cook it together with milk, you'll be oiver the iser of bishul. Whether you'll, if you afterwards eat it, whether you'll be over the iser of eating basar b'cholav or basar b'chalav, not really basar, chalav b'cholav, chalav b'cholav, not basar b'cholav, but chalav b'cholav, about eating, we're going to talk about that on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara will want to distinguish between bishul and achila, as we'll see shortly. Anyway, Kedil Rabbis is a chalav. Not only is there a din of basar b'cholav, there's also a din of chalev b'cholav. Don't cook the two together. Gedil rabbis es hamesa. Mesa just means a nevela. You took not a kosher piece of kosher meat, in other words, geshochten meat, but you took non-geshochten meat, which is just a mesa, just a nevela, and you went and cooked it together with milk, also oivet. Kedi l'rabbis is a shlil. It comes to include the shlil. Shlil means a vlad inside the animal. As you know, we've treated shlil a little bit differently for a number of halachas. According to some mandiyamrim we had in the Mishnah and the Gemara, that shlil doesn't have a din of chaylev. It doesn't have, according to at least the Havamin, it doesn't have a din of dam. It doesn't have a din of gid hanasha. So shlil is kind of on its own as a separate part of the body. So sol kadai techemin, maybe he wouldn't have the din of sabashal gidi. No, l'rabbis is a shlil. If you cook part of that uber and milk, again you're going to be over basar b'chalav. Now those were three ribuyim. L'rabbis. Now I'm going to have three miutim. Gidi lohoitzi es hadam. In other words, what happens if I took dam from a behema and I cooked it together with milk? That was a very dumb thing to do. You won't be able to eat it because it's full of dam. But you're not over in the din of basar b'chalav. It's dam, it's not basar. We'll see why. Baltim zay. Lohoitzi es hadam. Gidi lohoitzi es hashilia. Shilia is what they call the afterbirth or the placenta, which normally you just toss in the garbage. So that question is, does it have the status of basar or not, to have a din of basar b'chalav? And our Gemara says, Gidi lohoitzi es hashilia. Shilia is gunished. If you cooked it together with milk, you're a fool. You ruined the milk, but you're not over the isra of basar b'chalav. Gidi lohoitzi es hatmeya b'chalav. Lohoitzi es hatmeya. That's like our Mishnah, that our Mishnah said that the whole din of basar b'chalav only applies to kosher meat and not to non-kosher animals. So if you took horse meat and you cooked it together with milk, you're not even the din of basar b'chalav. Those are the six halachas that we're learning from Gidi. Now, b'chalevimai, we learn three halachas. Number one, v'loy b'chalav zachar. What's a chalav zachar? Says Rashi, it doesn't happen often, but what happens if you have a zachar that does have some cholav in his dadim? If you look at the Rashi, v'loy b'cholav zachar, shehayilei cholav mu'at min hadadim, very extraordinary, k'goin im nishtana, v'hayilei dadim, a zachar has udders, that's very, very rare, but were it to occur, and there would be cholav in those dadim, and you use that for the basar b'cholav, it would be potor. Chalev imay v'loy cholav zachar. We're dashing the word imay not to mean its mother, but an animal that could be a mother to any animal. And a zachar can never be a mami to an animal, it can only be a tati to an animal. So therefore, no din of basar b'cholav. B'chalev imay v'loy b'chalev shchuta. Okay, this is what we had already in the Mishnah a few days ago. Is somebody asking something? Because I hear some noise in the background.
Say good Shabbos, Ariel. Here,
Ariel's leaving. Good Shabbos, Ariel. Have a wonderful, beautiful lefty Shabbos. Call to be well. Thank you for joining us. And then we finish off like b'chalev shchuta. Chalev shchuta means, I'm sorry? Cholav from an animal that was already geshochted. Normally we think of cholav that you buy in the store, that you buy in your containers. That's of a live animal that's producing milk today, and hopefully will produce milk for the next few days, weeks, months, perhaps years. Here we're talking about an animal that was already geshochten, and we found that there is some milk in the chal, in the udders, and we squeezed, and some milk taka came out. And now I went and I cooked basar in that milk, only asa midrabana, not min ha-toyre, because the Torah says chaleid imay, that it could become again a mother and a mother. And if the animal's already dead, it can't be a mother any longer. Its reproductive life is over. So loy b'chalev shchuta. B'chalev imay v'loy b'chalev t'meya. Just like we said before, legabi the basar t'mei, the gedi t'mei, you hear the same thing, legabi chalev t'meya, that if you have chalev imay, and not the cholav of a non-kosher animal. So if you milked a horse and got horse milk, and then you cooked kosher meat in that horse milk, no iser of basar b'chalav. Okay. That's the end of Shmuel's drushes. Now the Gemara asks what we already pointed out earlier. Hatlasa gdi ksivi vanan shita darshinan. How can you go and darshin six drushes from three gdis? Everything Marcosov is Shmuel. So now we're going to take the six and we're going to reduce them to three. So how are we going to reduce it? Number one, Shmuel holds Isser Chal al Isser. Wow. So since he holds Isser Chal al Isser, Isser Chalev Umesa Mechad Kra Nafki. I can learn the Isser of Chalev and Mesa, meaning I know that you're not allowed to eat Chalev. I know that you're not allowed to eat Nevela. But nevertheless, in that first Pasuk, that I'm using Legufei, that Loisavasha Gedi Bachalev Imoi, don't think that that Gedi is only kosher meat, because I hold that Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Say Shmuel, no, I hold Isser Chal al Isser. So therefore, even if I'm starting off with Chalev, which is already Osir, or I'm starting off with Nevela, which is already Osir, all of those are included in the Gedi, not because of a special Riboy, a special Limit, says Rashi. Nay, Meguf in the Quran, that's the, every time, you'd have to have at least one Pasuk to tell you the Zavash Gedi B'Chalev Imay, to tell you the Din of Vasar Chalev. If you didn't have that first Pasuk, then you wouldn't know the Isser. So the first Pasuk I need to tell us the Isser, says Shmuel, embedded in that Pasuk, including not only Basar Tohira, but not only Basar, but also Chalev, and also Mesa. I have to be Osir anyway, you're right, but Isser Chal Isser. So all of that Mechad Kronafki. Dam Nami Lav Gedihu. Vishilianami Pirsha Ba'almahu. Even though I spelled out Dam, I'm sorry, Gedi Voloi Dam, and I said Gedi Voloi Shilia, I really don't need Psukim for those two, because Dam is a separate entity than Gedi. Gedi is the meat of the Gedi, and Dam are the blood juices of the Gedi, but that's not a Gedi. A Gedi means a piece of meat, and therefore I can be Marba, not only kosher goat meat, but also kosher calf meat, and kosher cow meat, and kosher sheep meat, and lamb. Yeah.
Yes, chalev is meat.
Well, the chalev we're saying is included.
But I guess we couldn't say that chalev is meat.
Okay.
Chalev is not meat.
Yeah, apparently it's considered to be meat for our purposes. Yeah. Machitin points out that apparently chalev is considered to be meat, and that's why we said that's from Gufa Dekra. But dam is not meat, and that's why we don't even need a pasik to lemute, it's not meat. Vishilyanami Pirshab Almahu. If you go and take the shilya and you cook it in milk, the reason why it's not possible chalev is not because of a special gdi. Because shilya is pirsha. Pirsha means just basically garbage, just junk that you throw in the waste bin. So therefore I don't need a pasik to go and tell you. Do I need a pasik to say that if you use the cellophane in which the plastic in which your meat was sold, if you cook that together with milk, you're not going to be oiver. Of course I'm not going to be oiver. That's a plastic piece of cover. It's a goodish. It's cellophane. It's not meat. And therefore, dam is not meat and shilya is not meat. So therefore, I have now deducted a whole bunch of trushes. Pashul lehu trei. The two gedis that I have left, I have chad the rabbi says a shlil, one to be married the shlil. That's the vlad that you find inside the animal when you shecht an animal. That's, we otherwise call it ben pekua. The other ones come to tell you only by kosher meat and not by a behemoth meat. So that's how I use up all the six altogether. I took off four, and therefore I'm left with two, and those two plus the goof of the crow that I need the first pasuk to tell you the isser. So that's why I have three psukim altogether, one the regular, as well as the two, one to be mar b'shlil and one to be mar the behemoth meat. Frank Dimar Bisov Shmuel Isakal Isaz Shmuel really hold Isakal Isma Mishmuel Mishim Rebluzer. On the side it says Reblezer. Meanain Likoyin Tame Shiachal Bruhumit Truma Tameya Shaina Bemisa Shinema Umesivoy Kiyachalu. If you have a Koyin who is Tamei, he's not allowed to eat Truma. What does he have to do? Your regular Tumma, we're not talking about Tumas Mess, Tumas Nevela, Tumas Sheretz. He's got to go to the mikveh. After he goes to the mikveh, can he immediately eat truma? You got to wait until Tzeisak HaKechavim. How do I know you have to wait until Tzeisak HaKechavim? It's the first Mishnah.
In Brachas.
In Brachas. Ma'im Esai Kor Nishma Be'arvin Mishor Shekahanim Nechnasin Lechol B'Trumasai. Says the Gemara, when is that? Tzeisak HaKechavim. So when is the Tzeisak HaKechavim? Milta agav orcha kamash bolan, that you cannot go and eat your truma until you have herif shemesh, and herif shemesh means tzei sakrichav. Very good, Shkoyach Barry, for reminding us. So getting back to our Gemara then, so the Gemara is zogt, yes, what happens if the koyin is taketomei? So he's not allowed to eat truma. And if he chas v'sholem eats truma tahira, then he chas v'sholem gets misa b'nei shemayim. That's who meisa v'ayki yichalu. However, our Gemara tells us what happens if the truma itself was tame as well. Not only is he tame, the truma is also tame. What's the problem now? Ain't no b'misa. No did a misa. Why? Shnemu meisa v'ayki yichaluhu. Yichaluhu means he gets misa because he's mechalel, he profanes the truma. The truma until now was tahar. Now he's eating and he's making it tame. Oi, 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 he's mechalit. He gets misa. Prat lezush, mechulaz v'ymedes. This truma tame is already mechulal. It's already profaned. It's already tame. It's already defiled. Shkoyach, a beautiful word. Therefore, there's no din of misa. Okay, so what do I see from this halacha? I see from Shmuel Mishum Reb Lazar that even though this truma, even though he happens to be a kohen tamei, because the truma happens to be truma tamei, when he eats from it, einoi b'misa. No, so I'm learning l'choyre from this that ein iser chal al iser, because you're not allowed to eat truma tamei. Even a kohen tohoir is not allowed to eat a truma tamei. So now, because he is a kohen tamei, I might think you're also not allowed. No misa involved. Why is no misa involved? If I hold, according to Shmuel, that Isser, Chal, Al Isser, even though it's Taka Truma Tameya, then he's also a Koyin Tamei, let his status as a Koyin Tamei go and be Machayev, a second Isser. Isser number one, every Koyin is not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. Isser number two, a Koyin Tamei is not allowed to eat even Truma Tahoira. So Ibazoi, I have therefore, the Chayra, I should say that Isser is, according to Shmuel, that you just said a moment ago, holds Isser, Chal al Isser. How does Shmuel say that the Kohen Tamei Shachal Truma Tameya is Potem in Amisa? I should say Isser, Chal al Isser, and he should be Chayiv. So Iba is saying about Alma Isser, Chal al Isser. Truth of the matter is, normally holds Isser is Chal Isser, just like by our case of cooking the Chalev in milk or cooking the Nevel in milk, because Isser is Chal al Isser. Why doesn't he have the Isser Chal Isser by the case of the Koyin Tomei that eats a Truman Tomeya? Because it says, Umeisuvoi. Shani Hosn Miakro Umeisuvoi Kichalu. When do you get Misa? Only if you're eating Truma Tahoira and not if you're eating Truma Tomeya. So Umeisuvoi only by. Oh, so I have a special miut to say that in this case, Ain Isser Chal Isser. B-boy same the other way around. The Alma Kosovi Shmuel, Ain Isser Chal Isser. Just like by the case of the Truma. Shani Hacha, Rabbi Rachman Igdi. Here the Torah says Gedi three times. One of the Gedis comes to go and be Maribit, to go and tell us the din of that, even though it's a pre-existing Chalev, a pre-existing Behema, pre-existing Chalev, or a Nevela, nevertheless, Isser is Chal and Isser after all. The Iba Yisema, Hadideh Hadarabe, in fact, it's Machloikis between Reb Shmuel and between his Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer. Because Shmuel, we said, holds Isser Chal Isser. But that halacha about the Truma Tameya, that was V'omer Shmuel Mishum Reb Lezer. Oh, Reb Lezer holds, Ein Isser Chal Isser. That's why, no dinah misa. But I personally, Shmuel, I hold Isser Chal Isser. It's very bizarre. No kasha Shmuel on Shmuel. Okay, so do you want to get to right? The boy menei Rav achad buya bar ami mirab. Actually, it's meirova. Hamavashlu b'cholav gedi shaloi heinika mahu. What happens if you are mavashal in cholav of the gedi, which loy henika? Henika means that the mami of this gedi was never made, never nursed. How does an animal produce milk in its udders if it doesn't have a child? The havel, just like a woman doesn't have milk to go and nurse her babies until she becomes a nursing mami. Says Rashi, it's talking about that the behemoth was already uberis and in the final months of
pregnancy.
There's a different word for
gestation.
Oh, gestation. Thank you. By a woman, you go and say pregnancy. So if she's already in her ninth month, she's already producing milk up above in her chest. Of course, the child may be born shortly. So even though she's not a mommy yet, she'll be a mommy shortly. The same thing like that, but this behemoth was also in the final months of gestation. By behemoth daka, it's 5 months. Behemoth gas, it's 9 months. So it's open in the 5th month, the 9th month. Anyway, So that's why the mommy already has, it's not a mommy yet, it's a female animal that has in it milk. So the question is, since the Torah says, this is not a mommy yet, this is still a young animal that didn't produce a baby yet. So maybe there's no din of chalev imay. Hemavash b'chalev gidi, chalev would mean cholev of a gidi, shaloi heinika mal, that the mommy didn't produce any child yet. It produces milk, but it didn't produce a child. So it's not an imay. Maybe there's no din of loisavash gidi b'chalev imay. Oh, that's the Morris Teretz. Amalei, mitzriach l'shmua l'meima b'chalev imay v'lei chalev zachar. Why do I have to have this drasha b'chalev zachar? Zachar hu d'loi asi l'chlal ein. A zachar will never become a mami. Aval hai, kiv d'bar l'chlal ein is asus. Even though it's not a chalev imay yet, but it's going to be a chalev imay tomorrow, next week, next month, when this female animal finally gives birth. So therefore, it will become an ein. The fact that the Torah excludes the cholev of a zachar, not the cholev of an aim, of a mami that's not an aim yet, comes to tell you the zachar will never become an aim, is taki excluded. But a female animal that will become an aim is included. Okay. Zokti Mori Yetzvaita. So now, Gemara is going to explain, and it's a very simple Gemara, what we spoke about very briefly before. There are three isurim by basar b'cholev. Echad is a bishul, is rachila, Ifsir Hanar. That's the three psukim. Right? Except for Reb Kiva has a different drasha. Fine. Now, what happens now if I am not eating chaylev cooked in cholov? I'm being mavashal chaylev becholov. In other words, if I were to eat chaylev becholov instead of basa becholov, chaylev and cholov, that would be dependent on the machloikis of Isr Chalal, Isr or Ein Isr Chalis. But what happens if you're being mevashel chaylev becholov? There's no iser of being mevashel. There's an iser of eating chaylev. There's no iser of cooking chaylev. So if I have a chaylev factory where I'm cooking the chaylev all the time and I'm selling it to goyim or for cattle fodder or for anybody that needs cooked chaylev, no problem with that. You're just not allowed to go and eat from it. So the question is, do you have an iser chal al iser by cooking chaylev b'cholov? So that's going to be the whole discussion here. Itma mavashul chaylev b'cholov. Rabbi Rabasi chad omer loike b'chad omer ein loike. One says that you get malchus for bishul baser b'cholov or chaylev b'cholov. The other one says no malchus. Zukti malim v'akem eflegi demani omer loike kasova iser chalal iser demani omer ein loike kasova ein iser chalal iser. Since it's already an iser chaylev. Ah, chaylev. Ah, chaylev. Trayv. When should you have chaylev?
But so there's no iser cooking.
Oh, that's more status. Zukti Mori Yetz. So I lechoyra, I would go and say, since he's already an iser of chaylev, when I go and cook the chaylev now, becholov ein iser chal iser, or maybe iser chal iser. But the mechitna has already pointed out, like we discussed, there's no iser of bishul chaylev, and that's what the Gemara is going to answer momentarily. So leimakim evi man yomaloik because of iser chal iser. So even though I have a pre-existing iser of chaylev, I have a new iser of bishul chaylev becholov. Uman diyama einloik because of ein iser chal iser. Good to be like. If you are going to go now eat chaylev b'cholov, no special malchus because ain iser chal al iser. So what's the machlok? You bli yabishul man the like the one that tells you get malchus chad isurahu. He says just like there's an iser of the achila of chaylev, the bishul of basar b'cholov is kind of part of the iser of the achila. So Lemaisa, no, sorry, the other way around. One man yom holds loike chad isurahu. It's a bezunder iser. Bezunder means it's a separate iser than the iser of the achila. Achila, you're right. Loi loki, because ain iser chala iser. Everybody holds. Huli al mamoida ain iser chala iser. But bishul is a separate lav on its own, and therefore it is chal on the chaylev, because after all, there's no iser of being mavashal chaylev. There's only an iser of bishul of Basar b'cholov, and instead of basar, now it's going to be chaylev b'cholov. Sure. So he gets malchus. It's not an iser chal iser. Human diyama ain loike lahachi afker achmana lachila b'loshe bishul. Kivin the alachila loyloki abishul nami loyloki. The reason why the Torah says avashul gedi three times, it should say loy soichal gedi. Why does it say loy sevashul? To tell you that bishul and achila is all one iser, all baked together as one, a package deal. Since you already agreed, al chiloy laki, because ain is the chal and iser, the two achidas, one or the other, a bishul nami loy laki, even though bishul is separate, these are vichayla, there's no iser bishul. But since legabe bas v'cholav, bishul and achila is one, right? That's why the Torah calls achila b'loshen bishul, therefore it's iser on top of another iser, ain is the chal and iser, no dinamak. V'yikili ami other same book fakert. The laki avadi get malchus because there's no pre-existing issa of bishul of chaylev alone. So now when I'm a mavashul chaylev b'cholav, of course I get malchus. So keep the achila. Man diyam ein loike da ein issa chal issa. I'm getting enough petch because of the chaylev. In fact, I'm getting kares because of that chaylev. And of course, if I give hasra la malchus, you go and get malchus. Whether you still get kares or not, it's already machloikus and the mesechta's yuma. But getting back to Agbar, keep a ligia achila. Man, the amein loike the ain isser chal isser. I already have a pre-existing isser. Don't eat chaylev, so I can't have an isser of cholav b'chaylev, chaylev b'cholav. Man, the amein loike lahachi afkin rechman lachila b'loshin bishul. Keep that bishul lucky. Avadi, you would get malchus on bishul because bishul is not eating; it's cooking. There's no pre-existing isser of bishul. Achila nami lucky. Therefore, you're going to get malchus on achila as well. The boy saying, finally, one final shot. Mar omachoda, umar omachoda v'loy pligi. In other words, we started off. Hamavashul chayle b'cholav rabami rabasi chad omar loike v'chad omar ena loike. There is no machloikis. Everybody agrees. Where does everybody agree? Everybody agrees that if you're eating chayle b'cholav, you're off the hook al chayle b'cholav. Why? Because you're getting petcha ready for the chayle alone. Ein isachal isa. And everybody agrees that if you're mavashul chayle b'cholav, you would be chayv. You would be chayv. Why would you be chayv? Because there's no iser of bishul chaylev alone. So there's no iser chal iser. Therefore, you would be chayv on bishul chaylev chalav. Oh, yes. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Zagi, zagi, zagi.